stuff. Okay, I'm Detective Almazan with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. Today is the 30th of January, 2013. It is 8:53 p.m. We're here at the Fillmore Fire Station sleeping quarters. I would imagine that's what this is. And I am here with, what's your name? Daniel Peters.
P-E-T-E-R-S.
And your date of birth, Mr. And your phone number. And home address. Okay, and what's your position here?
Firefighter, paramedic.
With Fillmore Fire.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and well, tell me how you became involved in this and then what transpired thereafter.
Okay, we are here at the station. And we received the call for the... Actually, first of all, I heard the squad cars going up A Street. I went and checked the computer. While I was checking the computer, we got the call for the possible gunshot victim on Blaine, I believe. we responded to Blaine. We were there within 3 or 4 minutes, maybe. There was heavy police activity. Maybe saw 3 or 4 squad cars. I don't know. I wasn't counting at the time, but they already had the caution tape up.
Okay.
Blocking off Blaine from A Street. They lowered the tape. I drove over the tape, maybe 10 feet in, parked, and proceeded to the driveway. Where
I'm now at. You're driving, you're in one of the fire trucks?
I was driving the squad.
Squad, okay.
We got to the top of the driveway. Chief came from what would be the west side. I came up from the east side and met at the top of the driveway and proceeded down the driveway. I saw the man who was shot down at the end of the driveway, handcuffed in a prone position. we proceeded down to the victim.
But were there officers down there?
There was... I believe there was one officer down next to the patient. I can't say exactly.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
I don't recall. But I know there was at least one officer down there. When I approached the patient, he was in prone position, facing, his head was probably facing like northeast, I guess, and he was handcuffed. He was breathing. He had some deep agonal respirations, probably 10, 12 a minute, and I asked the officer to unhandcuff him. once he was unhandcuffed, we log rolled the patient and started interventions.
Okay. And from there, he was transported?
Yes, he was transported. He was placed in spinal precautions. We bandaged his head.
Yeah, and you rode in the ambulance with him?
Yes,
you continued. Yes. You continued to treat him. Uh-huh. And then what hospital did you guys go to?
Ventura County Medical Center.
Okay. A trauma center, I would imagine.
Yes, sir.
And then he was turned over to medical staff.
Yeah, the trauma team.
Okay. Did you, at any point there, did you see anybody take a gun out of the patient's pockets or waistband or anything?
I did not. There was two guns. By the time I realized that there was guns on the scene, we had already log rolled the patient.
Yeah.
But there was two guns down by the patient's feet.
Okay.
Both handguns, and then there was like 4 cell phones as well.
Okay.
I didn't see him reach into the pockets.
And then when you requested to the officers that they uncuff them, they did?
Yes, when I initially got down to the patient, I stated that he need, because I noticed that he was breathing. Mm-hmm. So at that point, it's our protocol that we have to render treatment and care. Yeah. And we can't render care with him in the position that he's in. So I asked him to unhandcuff the patient.
Okay. And that was it. Okay. Okay. No, so what I'm going to do now is simply the boots that you were wearing, you said you got them across the waist.
Yeah, I got to go right up there.
Okay, if you can get them for me and we'll take some pictures of them, that should be it. Thank you, Peter.